Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google launches its own WhatsApp rival. Alibaba has become the largest digital marketer in China, and Latin America takes big steps forward in increasing internet penetration. Google has launched its own WhatsApp rival, Allo. Like its competitors, the mobile chat app will allow users to connect with friends and family through online conversations and group chat. However, Google has announced that the app will also include its own chatbot named Google Assistant. Users will be able to have one-on-one conversations with the bot, asking it questions using voice or text. The bot will then be able to help users search for restaurants, photos, or command the bot to do things on Android. Whilst Allo will be the first platform where the Google Assistant will be available for users, the company plans to bring the bot to future products such as the Google Home Hub. Alibaba has now become the leading digital advertising platform in China. Taking the lead from Baidu, Alibaba now enjoys more than a quarter of the country's total digital ad share, totaling around $12 billion, whilst China is responsible for more than a fifth of total worldwide digital ad spend. Baidu has suffered in recent months following a series of controversies and bad press that have brought new regulations to the company. As a result, the company's total digital ad revenue growth will equal just 0.3%, whilst Alibaba's is expected to grow by 54%. Meanwhile, mobile ad spend continues to surge in China at the direct expense of more traditional formats. Analyst Shelline Shum said that the trend will persist in the coming years, especially as more offline services become integrated online via mobile applications. A new report has shown that Latin America is making substantial steps in increasing its internet use. The Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean said that in its 2016 State of Broadband report that over 54% of the region's population went online in 2015, more than double the number who did so just 5 years previously. Another substantial increase since 2010 is the level of households in Latin America connected to the internet. The report reveals that last year 43% of houses had online capabilities compared to 14% of houses in 2010. However, the expansion of internet use has not affected poorer areas of the region, with investment focusing on the rich, widening the gap with poorer citizens. According to new estimates by eMarketer, the internet population of the Middle East and Africa will only achieve 301 million this year, equivalent to just 20% of the population. Whilst the global average penetration rate is just below 45%, data recently made available from Uganda, Ethiopia, and Ghana indicates an extremely low monthly internet use rate. The data suggests that only 16% of people in the sub-Saharan African region use the internet once a month, and this is only expected to reach 20% by 2020. An eMarketer analyst said that the reason behind the low levels of growth is underdeveloped infrastructure and low literacy rates, as well as the high cost of mobile phones, in addition to governments not encouraging easy access to the internet. And finally, it's been announced that the world's largest fintech hub will launch in November. Located in Singapore and sized at over 30,000 square feet, Lattice 80 is a non-profit project designed to assist startup businesses to develop and expand globally. The hub has been developed by the Asian private investment group Marvelstone, who say that Singapore is the best testbed for the project due to it having the legal infrastructure and access to global investors that budding fintech companies would look for. Whilst more details will be revealed before the launch, Marvelstone CEO Gina Heng said that more partners will be brought on board to work with other fintech hubs. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time. Thank you.